When his last affinity command activated them, each organelle released a batch of plasmids, small, artificially synthesized DNA loops, and a considerable quantity of transcription factors, proteins capable of switching genes on and off. Once the plasmids had been inserted into the cell's DNA, mitosis began, forcing the cells to reproduce by division. Transcription factors switched off the human DNA completely, as well as an entire series of the new plasmids, leaving them to be carried passively, while just one type of plasmid was activated to designate the function of the new cell. It was a drastic mutation. Hundreds of thousands of Latin cells were already dying, millions more were killed by the induced mitosis, but over half fissioned successfully, turning into specialist diploid gametes. They spilled out of the arms, legs, and collar of his one-piece shipsuit in a magenta sludge, draining away from stubborn clusters of dead cells that retained their original pattern, kernels of lumpy organs, slender ribs, a rubbery dendritic knot of veins. As they spread across the polyp, they started to permeate the surface, slipping through microscopic gaps in the grainy texture, seeping down towards the neural stratum 4 meters below. Pernic's nutrient capillaries and axon conduits speeded their passage. 4 hours later, when dawn was breaking over the condemned island, the majority of the gametes had reached the neural stratum. Stage 2 of the proteanic virus was different. A gamete would penetrate a neural cell's membrane and release the mission-specific plasmid Latin had selected. He had 400 to choose from. The plasmid was accompanied by a transcription factor which would activate it. Mitosis produced a neuron cell almost identical to the original it replaced. Once begun, the reproduction cycle was unstoppable. New cells started to supplant old at an ever-increasing rate. A chain reaction of subtle modification began to ripple out from the rim of the island. It went on for a considerable time. Admiral Kohlhammer was almost correct about Time Universe beating the Edenists to inform the Confederation about Latin. Several dozen star systems heard the news from the company first. Governments were put in an embarrassing position of knowing less than Time Universe until the Voidhawks, carrying diplomatic flecks from Admiral Alexandrovich and the Confederation Assembly President, arrived clarifying the situation. Naturally enough, public perception was focused almost exclusively on Latin. The threat from the past risen like the devil's own phoenix. They wanted to know what was being done to track him down and exterminate him. They were quite vociferous about it. Presidents, kings, and dictators alike had to release statements assuring their anxious citizens that every resource was being deployed to locate him. Considerably less attention was drawn to the apparent persona sequestration of Lalonde's population. Graham Nicholson hadn't placed much emphasis on the effect, keeping it at the rumor level. It wasn't until much later that news company science editors began to puzzle about the cost-effectiveness of sequestrating an entire backward colony world and question exactly what had happened in the Qualheim counties. Latham's presence blinded them, much as it did everyone else. He was on Lalonde, therefore Lalonde's uprising problem was instigated by him, QED. Privately, governments were extremely worried by the possibility of an undetectable energy virus that could strike at people without warning. Dr. Gilmore's brief preliminary report on Jacqueline Couture was not released for general public access. Naval reserve officers were called in, warships were placed on combat alert, and brought up to full flight readiness status. Latin gave governments the excuse to instigate rigorous screening procedures for visiting starships. Customs and immigration officers were told to be especially vigilant for any electronic warfare nanonics. There was also an unprecedented degree of cooperation between star systems' national groupings to ensure that the warning reached everybody and was taken seriously. Within a day of a Fleck courier Voidhawk arriving, even the smallest, most distant asteroid settlement was informed and urged to take precautions. Within 5 days of Admiral Lalwani dispatching the Void Hawks, the entire Confederation had been told, with just a few notable exceptions.